Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living
Sorry, apologies. I had my microphone muted the whole while. Well, we want to say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. Also, of the Commonwealth of Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel Bible Study Class. And today we are in the creation series, and we'll probably be in the creation series for quite some time. God, where we live? Let's put that on it, right? Let's put that on it. God, where we live? We in this creation series, man. I mean, we on the second day right now, and we have covered quite a bit. I think we covered the idea of what that water is in the beginning, that it's the living waters that flows from that throne. You know, that He said we're going to drink freely. That's the water that was in the beginning in the earth when He said the earth, God created heaven and earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Well, that was the water that was over the earth. I couldn't think of anything else. What else would be but the water of the Spirit of life, and the witness to itself, everything that got life to it came from water. Even air comes from water, which brings life or sustain life, as we know it. And that's an interesting thing, because the Lord said He calls a mist to come from the earth. And to me, that earth, that mist would be nothing more than just oxygen, just plain old oxygen. That's all it is. And then you got the firmament, which He created, and He put in the middle of the heavens, you know. He put in the middle of time, put in the middle of the cosmos, however we want to look at that. You know, He put it there. And He put this thing called time there, in that, which is what He referred to as the firmament. He put the stars and the moon and the sun and all those things inside of it. The earth was already here. Go figure, right? Before He created the firmament, the earth was here. Right? Okay. So now we're dealing with those things that He put inside of the firmament. not the animals and the birds per se or the insects, but the elements, you know, air, water, rain, thunder, wind, tornadoes, whirlwinds, if you know, we want to say that. They there. That comes from the firmament. Whirlwinds come from the firmament. Hurricanes come from the firmament. Now, we also went over some things, man, and we kind of dabbed in a little bit of history, and that is to say that, you know, some of these tidal waves that, the largest recorded tidal wave in our time, you know, that we could actually put a gauge on is 100 feet taller than the Empire State Building. That's just in our time. But if you look at these hurricanes out there, well, the Lord said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Well, the seas, I'm going to say seas, those things must have looked like that, like hurricanes all over the place, you know, just one big giant tidal wave after another, you know, that we don't even have a boat that could sustain the tidal waves that was upon this earth before he brought peace upon it, before he brought what we call law and order, you know, light. So we're dealing with those things. Also inside of the water or firmament, we have lightning and thunder. We have lightning, we have thunder, we have hail. We got hail that's generated and turned into fire. That's 100 pounds that fell on Egypt. And I'm still trying to wrap my mind around, you know, how do you create something that big, that heavy, you know, that can pound something out. He said it's going to break all the trees in Egypt, and it did. It broke all the trees in Egypt, destroyed Egypt. Just left, the hell burnt it up. Oh, yeah, fire ran on the ground. From the hell that was created from the firmament. Exactly. That was generated by a man. Where did he get that from? It only makes sense then that the water was upon the earth. So where did water come from? Did it come from heaven to the earth? I say it came from heaven. One is because he said he created the heavens and the earth. So that means he created the heaven first, and we do know that river of living water is in heaven. So it's safe to say that water was created in heaven first. So while we, you know, going into this firmament thing, we're starting to see a lot. We're starting to see that God had a bigger plan than just putting a sun and a moon in the middle of nowhere. You know, to me anyway, that's what I get out of it. Plan was way bigger than that. And I guess I could say this safely, that it's really sad when we read the Bible and we can't get out of Genesis fast enough. I mean, we've set our minds to read the Bible, right? We set our hearts to read it. And we can't get out of Genesis fast enough. How is that? How is that? All this wealth in there. All this. The foundation of everything is right there. And we want to blow past it to get to Moses, which is a sinner. David, sinner. Solomon sinners. All the prophets sinners. Jesus story. Okay. But then he said, don't call me good. So when we want to start where everything is good, right there. So I got a reader. Do I got a reader? All right, good.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. How the microphone sound? Yeah.
You sound good, sir.
All right. Praise God.
I just want to make sure you're able to hear me or whatever. My phone kind of behaves sometimes or whatever. It's a government phone, but
I can hear
it. Works. Okay, cool.
All right, well, if you can find us a scripture, we get prayed in, we get started.
Sure. This is, okay, Psalm 21. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice? Thou hast given him his heart's desire and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest him even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. I have read Psalms 21, verses 1 through 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and learning of his word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and also send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well that they may receive a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to start this where we start all the creation series, and that's in Genesis chapter 1 and 1. And, you know, I mean, y'all, everybody that's just tuning in, just catching up to us and things like that, look. We're not in a hurry to get out of Genesis. You're going to soon find out why. From one day to the next, you find out that the plan of God just constantly is evolving. It's hard to read the Word of God and not see evolution. You know, they say that, well, we've been taught that there's no evolution. It is evolution. It is evolution. It's called consciousness. You know, no, man can't change from A to us or a tadpole turning into a homo sapien. You kidding me? A fish to a man. That's not even the same gene pool. Thought is already testifying against it. So they argue with the scientists against that. So, no, evolution, true evolution, is the spirit. That you go from one place to the next in the spirit. And that he constantly is evolving our hearts and giving us a different mind toward everything and looking at things differently. Put him in a box. Let him do his thing. Let the God of Israel do his thing and show us what his will is versus us putting him in a box. Amen?
Amen.
So let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and 1, and I'm going to ask you to read. Genesis 1 and 1, and read to the 5.
All right. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Now, this is when time was spoken in existence. Everything before now is eternal. So everything that we heard about is eternal. Heaven is eternal. God is eternal. Water is eternal, right? Because it was there too. Earth is eternal. It was there. You see. Everything that's before this is eternal. Funny thing, we're created from these things as well, such as the earth being created from heaven, and we're being created from the earth, which give us that same eternal fire. That we too live forever. Even though it's appointed for man to die once, and then the judgment. But we are created to live forever. The law is going to go forth. That everything God made is forever. The law can't be broken. This is why we will live forever, whether we be in the kingdom or whether we be in a lake of fire.
Amen.
The sun and the moon would be nothing more than a calendar to a greater clock. To a greater clock. What do you mean? To a thousand.
Second death. Second death.
We already passed that. We're talking about a thousand-year clock. We're talking about that.
Oh, okay, guys.
And it is a witness to the second death. Why? Because Satan is going to be in the lake of fire night and day. Well, the sun constitutes a day. So, therefore, there it is. It is the second death. You're right. It do witness of the second death as well. So, yeah, the sun and the moon gonna play a big part, but the earth is before that. The earth is older than the sun and the moon. Now we're starting to find out the earth is not just billions of years old, but trillions. Well, you can't put a number on nothing, you know, eternal. What you gonna put a number on? I can't put a number on that. In the beginning, what you gonna put a number on in the beginning? This will make the cosmos and the sky that you're looking at so gigantic, because there's nothing there but everything. I mean, nothing but nothing in the beginning. In fact, he said it in Proverbs. He said, I put what on a depth? He closed the depths, or he gave order to the depth. Anyway, depth represents vastness, anything. It could be consciousness, how deep you are, the water, even the heavens and the universe, how far and how. He put a gauge on north, south, east, and west, how far that should go out. That's to say nothing. How far nothing go out. He put a gauge on nothing. He did. I mean, he listening?
Yes.
How you put a gauge on nothing? North, south, east, and west, and you gauged it. What? They say this whole thing is a mistake, or a big bang, or whatever, man. Consciousness will testify of itself, wisdom will testify of itself.
Amen.
Anyway, continue. Verse 7.
Bro. And God said,
verse 6.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Okay, so now we got this space and time right now, because that didn't exist. He put that there. Because right here is eternal. All this is eternal right there. You know, when you get past the sun and the moon, you get past the stars, you know, like the sun over here and the moon over there. Well, that space in between the sun and the moon, or that space between the moon and Mars, that's eternity. That's what is everlasting. That's what he hung those planets on, nothing. He put a gauge on nothing. He hung the world on nothing. That's eternal. To you, you don't see nothing. To me, I don't see anything. But it's holding everything together.
Amen.
That's called eternity. So he gave the law for the sun and the moon to function in eternity. Because up until this point, a day is 1,000 years to God up to this point. You know, now he's going to put a smaller clock in the grand scheme of things. But anyway, go to 2 Peter chapter 3 and 8 and grab me that scripture quick so we can get a gauge on what time this is when he said in the evening and the morning were the first day. So we start knowing what time windows we're dealing with, because now we've got to remember now, even being in the feast seasons, you have to deal with these things because they also gauge by this, which is eternal. The feasts are eternal. So therefore, when you keep in the feast, you're saying, I want to be with God in eternity keeping these feast days.
Amen.
Some of us, you know, start the week. They say the first day of a bib got to have a moon. And it was created to the fourth day. You 4 days in the month, and you want to say the first day is when the sun and the moon pop. That's not how it goes. Can't be that way. The day already started. We're day four. How can it be day one? Day four or day one, they don't coexist like that. They'll never cancel each other out like that. Because you still got two and three in between. What you going to do with that? So what is that one, two, three, your new moons? You can't see it for 3 days and three nights. Then on the fourth day, you see that little bitty sliver. Usually be on the right side of it. Then it turns out, about the 15th day get here, the tabernacles, that joint is going to be blasting off. It's going to be full to the max. 15 days from now. Imagine that. Now, this is that thing. This is the tabernacles, right? So, anyway, he put these things up there in nowhere, right? Because there's no strings, there's no hooks, none of that, right? The sun, which to me, you know, how much power it took to fire that joint up, right? Exactly. He put that there, right? Just on nothing. It's just staying there. It ain't move to the left or the right. It stay right there. Why? Then he gave it a law. Skip down. Skip down to
Second
to verse
Peter
13. Read that Second Peter 3 and 8. Yeah.
Okay. All right. 2 Peter 3 and 8 reads, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day."
Well, there you have it. So at the point of when he started calling days, when he said the evening and the morning were the first day, he was talking about that. The sun and the moon don't exist yet. So there's no 24-hour window. He's here in this time window, right? So he put this time window, he put the word, not an object, not nothing else. He put the word in eternity, right? He put the word in eternity. That is to say, a day to the Lord is going to be 1,000 years. There's nothing that can constitute that. Because the sun and the moon didn't exist. The only thing that exists was the word. So therefore, the word implemented time before the sun, before the moon. So the word of God is this. A day to God is 1,000 years. That's why I can count from here, from day one, and I can get all the way to Revelations chapter 21. I can get 14,000 years from there. I'm not saying heaven is 14,000 years old, and I'm not saying the earth is 14,000 years old because they zillions of years old because you can't put a time window on nothing. But what I'm saying is from when he gave this clock, when he set this clock in eternity, I can count from here 14 days. Why? Because from here, this is a bit here. And from here, we're trying to get to the Passover, which is the 14th day in the creation when New Jerusalem will come down from God out of heaven. And we drink that wine anew with the Lord and the Father. That's after the great white throne judgment, which so happened to be the 13th day when all flesh is circumcised. Really? Or the eighth day of man. Same thing. But this is the word. This isn't an object that he used to gauge time. This is the word. This is spoken, right? So this is 1,000 years as one day. Then he told you what a day is, an evening or morning, right? Okay, so now let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and 14.
Genesis 1 and 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Now, there it is. He just put a clock inside of eternity. Yeah. Well, he set the clock in the first place. Now he showed you what the clock looked like. He just created a clock. Sun and the moon. That's a clock. For time, for seasons, so he put this in eternity or nothing, because he separated the waters from the waters. So what was there? The same thing that's between the moon and Mars, and the same thing that's between us and the moon. Eternity.
Amen.
Just hung it on nothing. Just hung it on nothing, man. That is right there. We can't see it, but it's there. It's a light to itself, because God said in the beginning, he created, let there be light. That's a light to itself. Our eyes just, our minds haven't conceived it. Let's put it like that. Our subconscious haven't conceived the light that our minds and our eyes took in. Or else we'll be seeing angels walking up and down. Or like Jesus and like Mary saw the angels in their brilliance. It's a light in between us that he called eternity. That's where everything is. And so he put a firmament in the middle of nothing. But before he put a firmament in the middle of nothing, he put a gauge on nothing. Let's read that, man. Go to Proverbs chapter 20, Proverbs chapter 8. We got to read that. How he put a gauge on nothing, man. How do you put a gauge? Who think of that? Who think of that, man? Let's see.
Proverbs 8 and 1?
No. Yeah, Proverbs 8 and 22.
Proverbs 8 and 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were
stop.
No fountains abounding.
Stop. When there was no what?
Depths.
Okay. Depth. Let's look this word up, if I could pull it up quickly. I hope I, you know, sometimes I need my thesaurus, but I don't know. It may come up on this joint. We're going to figure it out. But I want everybody to get a gauge on what he put up, what he said before. He said when there was no depth. What is, watch this. You got to spell it right, too, because it's. Yeah, here it is. Condition or quality of being deep. What? What's deep? Bruh. He said when there was no deep. He said when there was no deep. He said when there was, wait a minute, watch this. He says, to extend measurement or dimension downward, backward, or inward. When there was no, Bro, when it was nothing, he said, listen, man, I'll be listening at this. He said, to the extent, measure, or dimension, downward, backwards, or inwards. It said the measurement or sense of distance from the observation point, such as a linear perspective and paint. Man, when he said when there was nothing, bruh, nothing,
woof,
nothing, nothing, right there. Can you put a measurement on nothing? No.
I can't.
He just said it right here. He said the extent of measurement or dimension. He said this, but he said when there was no dimension. What's before that?
Nothing. I mean, it's no consciousness, nothing.
But he put dimension inside of it, though.
Yes, yes.
He put measurement inside of it. The extent up, like I said, north, south, east, and west, inside of it. Now watch this. Read on.
Verse 23. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth.
Stop, man. You know what a compass is? A device used to determine. Huh?
I call it 360 because it's everywhere.
Get this. This is what it says a compass is, right? He said a compass on nothing. Because remember now, if depth is nothing. Before there was a depth, there was what? You know what I'm saying? So he said a compass on nothing. That's what I'm talking about. Who think of that? Who think of putting something in nothing? Just pull it out of nothing and put it there and then call it depth. And that's even with, that don't even come with measurement. That's a word internal in itself. Depth is without measurement. But then he said yesterday, he said, but he put a compass on it. Compass is this. He said, a device used to determine geographical direction, usually consisting in a magnetic needle or needles, horizontality mounted or suspended in a free to pivot until aligned with the earth magnetic field. So, when he created depth, he created what? Gravity. He put the firmament in gravity. Gravity is not on the earth. Gravity is binding our solar system. Gravity is binding the sun, the moon, and all nine planets are in constant rotation because of gravity. And then you have them, and then you have the other stars and the other constellations that are also bound by gravity. Right here. So gravity is right here with depth. When he said
so
death,
that means that some of the stars move and some stay in their place?
Yeah, but guess what? They always return to their same place. They don't just, just willy-nilly. You got some stars, they spin as fast as a spinning top. But then you got some stars or some planets, they rotate as slow as a turtle. You know, but everything is rotating. That's the thing, bro. Everything is moving in a circle. That's gravity. He created gravity and put depth inside of gravity then put the firmament inside of the gravity. They created all these instruments to put it inside of this firmament, which is the cosmos. And while gravity spurned, because you get gravity by rotation, period. Like, you know, like we were talking about when we went to the carnival. And we used to call it the fast wheel. I don't know what anybody call it now, but we used to call it the fast wheel. That joint will burn rubber before it take off. And then it'll go as fast as it can. Then next thing you know, the floor would drop. You will be plastered up against the wall. Gravity.
Mm.
Same thing, man. Except for he put it outside of that water barrier, outside of heaven. Heaven is bound by gravity. Or else, what's the point of the angels being able to fly? Not that they can fly. You know, they able to fly because of gravity. They can defy gravity because there's a law in heaven that gravity even binds the angels that they can defy the law of gravity in heaven that they can fly around. Bro, you're not flying in heaven on the moon. You're floating. A plane flies. It's defying gravity. A bird flies. They defy gravity. So gravity is what's holding the whole firmament together, bruh. It got it all going. It's like this big, giant fire wheel that got everything moving. In fact, let's look at that. I want to look at some of that. Let's go into Job. Go to Job chapter 22 and 14. In fact, pick it up at 11.
Job 22 and 11. It says, "Or darkness, that thou canst not see, and abundance of waters cover thee. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are."
See, he just told us that God is above the waters and the stars, and God is above both of them. Read on.
"Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doeth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not. And he walketh in the circuit of heaven."
See, the circuit of heaven, circuit is this, if I could read this definition quickly. See, he walked in the circuit of heaven. So, circuit is it says this, it says, "A complete route or course, one that is curved circular, that lies around an object. The area enclosed within such a route, the act of following such a route." It said, wait a minute, "A complete route or course, one that is curved, that lies within an object." It says, "A particular journey around an area and made by judges, salesmen's route, traverse." Wait a minute, man. Hold up. And it says this. Watch this. "An enclosed, usually circular line that goes around an object or area. So he created a circle out of nothing. Who think of creating a circle? Why would you create a circle? What would be the point of creating a circle? He's seen the reason to create a circle. That the heavens and the earth and everything that rotated inside of gravity would be round so that it could spin fluidly upon a time clocks.
He also taught those mathematicians, you know, how to draw a circle, so everything was already set in plan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but see, what we're looking at right now is that he actually walked, what he said, he walked in a circle. Like he going to walk around a track. You know, he going to walk around a park. But
agreed.
This park is heaven and it's round. And get this. Now, listen to what it says. It says, we have to pay attention to it. Say, a path or a route, the complete traversal of which is without local changes of the direction required returning at the starting point. Who think of that? Who think of putting something together and say, okay, we're going to call this a circle, and we're going to put them together and say, this is the starting point, and this is the end point where you started. And then bind everything up on it. And then put a clock on it, man. He put the clock on it that every day at 12 o'clock, noon or evening, we find it. That circle takes place. He bound everything in circles, or the circuit that he called it. He called it the circuit of heaven. That's what he called it. So this is what circuit is. So he took nothing and then created in nothing a circle that still is nothing, that surrounds the depth, which is another dimension that's nothing. North, south, east, and west. He bound nothing up with north, south, east, and west and put a gauge on it and then say, now you're going to work in a circle. So everything is rotating.
Agreed.
So the firmament is a giant clock inside of everlasting, which is where we are, right? We're
right
inside of everlasting, but we got a time window. You know, he gave us a time window. What do you mean? Well, 70 years. That's a time window. He also said that he would bring us out this time window and that we would dwell in that other time window. This was here before this time window was created. So therefore, we'll step out of this dimension into his dimension. And that would be everlasting.
Amen.
Bro, we'll be outside of everlasting. We'll be eternal. I guess we can, yeah. We can say we can put on the presence of before all things. Imagine that. We will know consciously what is ground zero. The exact equivalence of that term before all things. Before all things. We gonna have that understanding before all things, right? Go to Psalms 19 and verse 6. Go to Psalms 19. Go to Psalms 19. And verse 1, 19 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Oh, yes. Psalms 19:1. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day.
I mean, just think about it, because they're witness unto themselves. I mean, really, what's sustaining them? What's keeping them from falling from heaven into each other? Gravity. What's keeping them from crashing into each other and moving around? The commandments, which is bound by the law of gravity. Gravity. That's what he's talking about. You can't fly unless there is gravity. I'm listening.
Yes.
Continue.
Verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
Everybody has astronomers in their world. So you can't deny it. Everybody has an astronomer in their world. We have ours. We even have meteorologists, you know, people that try to predict the weather. So we have astronomers, those that look at the heavens. We have those people. This is that thing. Continue.
There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices.
So wait a minute.
As a strong...
He set a tabernacle in the sun. So the firmament is actually a firm concrete place, right? So the firmament is concrete, man. You can't move it. It's unmovable. He said a tabernacle for the sun. That's unmovable, man. Can't move it. It's pinned down. Can't move it. The firmament cannot be moved. Only by God. He's the only one that can move it.
Amen.
But it's forever. He's going to split the heavens. This is true. Firmament is never going to disappear. It is fixed forever. Forever. Continue.
Verse 5, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. I think I see what that means more. Verse 6, his going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
Now,
the law...
His going forth is from the end of the beginning, because he said a circle start from the beginning. So now, what you just heard him just tell us, that he's the beginning and the end. We not listening.
Amen.
I'm trying to listen. He just called the end from the beginning. Read that verse again, bro. Read it again.
His going forth
is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
And that's what he said. And nothing hid from the heat thereof. There it is. That's God. That's him. And there's nothing hid from the heat of it, or the fire of the firmament, or heaven. Because it's around everything. The heaven, his heaven, right, where he's at, which is above the firmament, surrounds everything. That's why you say he walk upon the circuit. It surrounds everything. In fact, let's look at this. Let's go in. Go back to that 2 Peter chapter 3 and pick it up at verse 1.
Second Peter, verse 3 and verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, Second Peter chapter 3 and 1?
Yes, sir.
All right. Second Peter chapter 3 and 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Continue.
Yes, sir.
Verse 5 reads,
because we got to get through this precept.
Gotcha. Verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. What about the world? Yeah.
The earth was in the water. Now we went back to the beginning, and then he going to tell you what the earth was created from. Peter revealed this to us, right? You know, when we think of Peter, man, we think, man, he punked out on us, man, you know.
Yeah.
Well, your life is on the line. We'll see where your heart is. But God gave this to him, right? He gave him this
right.
conversation. Read on.
Verse 6 reads, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
Reserved in fire? How
yes.
is the earth is reserved in fire? How is that? The earth is reserved in fire. Really? How is that? Can you read
yes.
it?
Verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
There it is again. Continue.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is
long-suffering to us words, not willing that
man,
any should...
Man, just because we get away with the dirt that we pull it, man, is only because the Lord is merciful. He's trying to save us from ourselves, you know, giving us the time to repent.
And
then we can actually say, you know what, he can say, well, I gave you a window. You know, can't say I didn't. We'll never be able to deny that truth, that he didn't give us a chance to repent. So he's all, you know, that's why he said because action against an evil work isn't exercised speedily, people just continue in wickedness, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you know, the Most High said. So where's God, man? You know, I've been hearing about this, Jesus. Tell them to come down right now. That's scoffers. That's who you're dealing with. When you're talking to people that's doing that, you need to remove yourself. The Lord tell you there will be those people that come in the last days. When they doing that, you know, you don't want to deal with them. Because one, they already got idols in their head, or they're already dealing with multitudes of devils that will not let them go. And in their pride, they think they're smarter than you, because they're going to try to prove to you that you sound like a fool for believing in God. That's pride. So this is that thing that they're going to be around at the end of time. They are. People think, you know, oh, well, the Bible been changed. It don't mean that. Okay. But I can go and get 3 or 4 interpretations of this conversation. Keep trying to say the Bible don't mean what it means. Out of mouth of 2 or more witnesses, let every word be established. Say the book don't mean what it says.
Amen. Amen.
So, but that's scoffers. That's those saying, well, how you going to say the Bible? Because, you know, man changed stuff in the Bible. Those are scoffers. That's a scoffing spirit. They speaking against those things that they don't even know about. They don't even know. They speaking of things. We have no idea how much power it took to fire up the sun. None. We have no idea, bro. But yet we can sit up here and say, yeah, the Bible been tampered with. Okay. His name ain't Jesus. It's y'all. Okay. Have at it. While you keep talking, running around in circles, talking about the same crap over and over and over, in the name of that God. When God said he's a God of knowledge and wisdom, right? So he said, wisdom testify of her children. Ooh, there it is. I haven't read in this book one place, and I mean one place, where it says Yah or Elohim or Yahweh. None of that. Those are pagan names. If you want to read this Bible, you better use the name that's in it.
Amen. He said don't add onto it one jot or one tittle.
So in no wise pass from the no absolutely one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law to all be fulfilled. Try to change his name in his book. And teach man to do it. Teach man to do it. He said you'll be called least in the kingdom of heaven. So, have at it. Well, like I said, that's scoffing, bro. That's a scoffing spirit. You know, that's the same thing. Where's God? Where that Jesus you've been talking about, that white man God? They always like to throw the white man on Jesus, you know. The good ship Jesus. Yeah, the good ship Jesus brought you here. So did God of Israel brought me here. His name is Jesus. Y'all better stop it. where am I at? Oh, my God. How did I jump off on that? Continue. Because we still talk about these cats being scoffers, man, and they be popping off. They be trying to sound like they know what they're talking about, and they don't know jack squat. They don't know nothing. In fact, they're afraid of knowledge. They're closed doors on wisdom. And that people should know. Okay. Right. Have at it. Have at that. Anybody that's following that madness, have at it. Wow. Continue.
We're at verse 8. It says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass
away." Whoa. Hold up. Stop. He said, what is going to come?
The day of the Lord will come.
So what is a day to God? What is a day to God?
1,000 years.
So that day is going to come. He marked it with the sun and the moon and the stars. He spoke it into existence in Genesis chapter 1, and he sealed it with the sun and the moon. You feel me? No, not me. Do you feel him?
And the evening and the morning were the second day.
You weren't finished with the Peter yet. You weren't
Oh, no, I'm
Peter.
Sorry. No, I just said that because I was agreeing on what you said. It made sense to me. verse 10 reads, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then,"
that's
that
fire
the,
that we was reading. That's that fire that we was reading about in the Psalms that he said he walk on. And what did he say? He said the firmament is gonna melt. How you melt nothing? I'll wait. I'm, you know, I'm still, you know, we still in Genesis. Are we not in Genesis?
Yes, we're in Genesis through the volume of the book. If I say it like that,
I'm just saying, bro.
That's the best way I can say it.
Are we not in Genesis? Okay.
Yes.
My point being is this: is that he gonna burn up that's created from nothing with fire.
Mm.
Have you seen the firmament? Have you seen the air, brother? I haven't seen the air.
Nope.
And God said he's gonna set it on fire. So that's not a good look. For those of us that's waiting on that, that's not really a good look.
You
want to be anywhere around something that's called air and fire. Air and fire. You want to be around air and fire. Really? And, you know, I don't know. I watch some of the reality TV shows and fire stuff and stuff like that. And they say, if it's a fire, don't open the door because you get a room oxygen. Right?
Right.
Case in point. There it is. He gonna set the firmament on fire. Exodus chapter 9. Exodus chapter 9 and verse 13. He gonna set the fire. He gonna set fire on nothing. How do you set fire on nothing? So the heavens have a gas to itself. Is that what I just said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Thought I heard that. I thought I heard that he said it's gonna be fervent heat in the heavens. So that means that it has the molecules of a fire causing agent, or else that fire will not exist.
Amen.
So, what do you have, bro?
I'm at Exodus chapter 9 and verse 13.
Okay, read.
And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me.
Hey, say that again.
I know
bro.
You caught that. I'm sorry.
No, say that again. No, really, dude, say it again. Say it again.
All right. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me.
See, that's why Pharaoh didn't take them serious, because that's what they did. No, I'm just kidding, man. Go ahead, bro. Anyway, go ahead, man. Read. We gotta get out of there.
Got you,
bro. Verse 14.
Yes, sir. Verse 14 says, for I will at this time send all my plagues upon thy heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth.
Ooh.
COVID. Sorry. But, yeah. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I might smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exhausted thou thyself against my people, thou wilt not let them go? Behold, tomorrow, about this time, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as not have been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Flying rocks?
Yes.
Flying rocks, man. Flying rocks. Rocks that fly. Wait a minute. Am I hearing this correctly?
Yes.
I'm stoning you with firmament. What's in the firmament that can transform the firmament into a solid object like a rock? Read on, bro.
Verse 20. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. Wait. And the Lord said,
I know. That's bananas, Jack. All this been going on, and you still going, man, you kidding me. You ain't drank water for 3 days and three nights because it just turned the rivers into blood, and this is normal to you?
No.
Hey, man, God is going to rain fire from heaven. There ain't nothing else you can tell me. I just seen blood in the rivers, lice, boils, flies, frogs, kisses, and I'm still going to be out there playing with judgment, right?
Right.
That's really what it is. Playing with judgment.
They ain't seen nothing yet. What you showed me, Brother Joe, they ain't seen nothing yet. What the creatures they seen out here, they ain't even seen what you mentioned about. I think you said they were going to come out the ground or whatever, and they had sharp teeth or something.
Yeah, that's another conversation. But, yes, that's for our generation. But anyway, continue.
Excuse me. Verse 21. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand toward heaven that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land.
It ran what? It rained fire?
Yep.
It rained fire.
Yep.
From the firmament. So the firmament can turn on fire. So I just got so God just told me that this firmament is flammable. It's flammable. Right?
Right, okay. Right, yeah. Yep.
Okay, watch this. Go to Zechariah 14. Go to Zechariah 14. I'm going to have you skip around. I need you to read Zechariah 14 and 1, and then we're going to skip.
Zechariah 14 and 1 reads, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all
the day of the Lord. Wait a minute. Once again, here come the day of the Lord. What happened in Peter? God, when God came, the day of the Lord came. What did you mean? He brought the calendar of 1,000 years upon mankind. That's what the day of the Lord brought. That's what it do. He implement or institute or integrate the heavenly calendar with the celestial calendar, with the terrestrial calendar, so to say, ours. Watch this. Skip down to verse 6. Now, read 5. So we can get a time window.
Verse 5. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee.
So everybody that came up in the first resurrection, they with him. So what did he bring? Eternity. Everlasting. So a day to everybody that's standing there, from that day forward, is 1,000 years.
Amen.
As witness the sun, like, you know, in the moon. Hey, we got a witness. What do you mean? We're in the year so-called 2021. Well, that would implement that it would be 2,000 years since Christ. Right? But what
right.
implement that? That would be 2 days since Christ. That would be, we'd be implying that it's 2 days since Christ. But what implies that? The sun, the moon. Because they dictate the time window from the terrestrial here. So now he's going to bring eternity to the terrestrial. Why? Because he just woke up the same. All celestials now. And flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Let's look at this a little further. Keep reading. Skip down to, no, read on. Read 6.
Verse 6. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light.
That go eternity. Because remember now, he said in the beginning, he said, let there be light. But it was evening. What is he doing? He bringing eternity with us. The sun and the moon ain't got nothing to do with this. Remember, the sun and the moon is out. He gave the sun and the moon a few hours off work. The sun and the moon is not functioning right now. So what is this? He just brought eternity to the planet. He just introduced 1,000 years to mankind, like Peter said. You know, they, you know, you got scoffers that say, man, where is God? He said, but don't, hey, you, y'all that believe in God, remember this. A day with God is 1,000 years. Don't ever forget that. You want to be a part of this here? Stay focused. And this is that. Read on. Watch this. Skip down to, read on. Just read on.
Verse 7 reads, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea and half of them towards the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate until the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananil unto the king's wine presses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited.
Stop! See that? Mm-hmm. You got celestials and terrestrials dwelling together right there. Remember, he brought the celestials in verse 5. Here go the terrestrials. They're here with them. So he brought eternity with time and integrated or mastered or joined it with the terrestrial clock. Now we all under one clock. 1,000 years. Everybody know 1,000 years now. Everybody know when the Jubilee start. At this time, everybody's going to know when the feast starts and ends. Everybody going to be on the same page. Everybody. It won't be no here, they starting here, or they over there doing this. Everybody's going to be on the same page because it's going to be one law. and it's the Jubilee, so everything is reset. So we start back at zero, or say one. No, we don't start at zero, we start at one. So it starts over at the Jubilee. So this is that time window as well. Continue.
Verse 11. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass.
Wait a minute, man. So that same fire that they was laughing about, he going to burn himself with, right? Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not laughing now. Where God at? Uh-oh.
Nope.
Here he is.
Nope.
Thing when nope. You've been messing with this kid and found out he had a real big brother? You know, one of the big brothers that not only was he big, but he was the leader of the local gang. He was a real big brother. Well, this is this dude. This is that big brother. So he said, man is going to literally melt. Literally melt. Okay. I received that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All praise to the Most High God of Israel. Your will be done. You know, God forbid if I should be in it, but if that's my end, so be it. My hope is that I come up in the first resurrection. That's my hope.
Amen.
God already determines what our end is going to be from the beginning. So he going to use that fire that Peter was talking about and burn up man like that. That's what Peter said. He's going to burn up the earth. He's going to burn up the people. And that's what he said. How are you going to do it? He's going to rain down hell on man. That's how he's going to do it. And man can't run through rain.
No.
And each one of the raindrops is 100 pounds of drama. Fireball drama. Falling from heaven. Right? This is a firmament. Right? This is a firmament that, you know, hey, man, I can't wait to get into Genesis. We can talk about some more of the dividing of the Red Sea. Speaking of that. The Red Sea did go into the firmament. I mean, it actually left the water, then the water raised up, which went into the firmament. Oops, there it is.
Amen.
Anyway, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 6 and read to the 8.
Genesis 1 and 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Yeah, it is. So we see on the second day, to me, the cosmos, the house, the cosmos. I mean, if we can wrap our mind around what is the cosmos, Jack, it's like saying it's a gazillion Milky Ways inside of this whole grand scheme of things. Is there other life forms? We're going to find out. Right now, in order for us to meet this life form, we got to reach our higher person, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, well, hey, brother, great reading. Great job reading, man. Hey, what can you say?
Thank you, brother. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You did an excellent job today, too, as well, in the lesson that the Lord, you know, put on your heart, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, through my testimony, it was like, I can't wrap my mind around it, and I kind of feel like my mind is going in circles right now as we speak. Even though we got to understand that it is, you know, my mind is like, to me, is like, without the word of God, I literally don't know nothing. I don't know nothing at all. And I just thank God, you know, to be able to be part of the lesson, Bible study, you know. You did an excellent job, and I just pray that the Lord, you know, keeps continuously watering us with knowledge so that one day, Lord willing, that we may be able to see him. But I do realize that knowledge is understanding, and, you know, he's basically telling us to fear the Lord and know of his wrath, and if we really took time to read this book, we'd understand that. So, grace and peace to the family and those out there on the Blog Talk Radio Show. Much love, and with that, I close.
Hey, man, once again, good job reading, man. Anybody got anything they'd like to say, press 1. We can answer your questions or comment. No? Okay. All right, well, we're going to say, hey, once again, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the Sounds of Living Waters, please, brothers and sisters, read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles.
In Jesus' name.
Grace and peace, brother, to the family.
Sons of the Living Water Radio Show.
God shalom.
Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.